Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, we're getting pretty close. 3 days now to go. Eagles and Rams obviously kick off Sunday at, what am I forgetting right now? 3:30, right? 3.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. So we're getting close, and that's awesome. And it should be a win. And that's awesome. We'll talk a lot about it today. Still with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Sixers lose again last night. They try, but they lose. So they're really in an abyss right now. Flyers tonight, they really need some work as well because, you know, they're kind of fading this season as well. A lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Jenny.
The popsicle was invented by an 11-year-old boy.
Well, smart kid. Make it simple.
Well, it's from Oakland, and it was 1905, and he originally called it the Ep-sickle. Ep-sickle.
Wonder why.
Was his name like, yeah.
Yeah, his name was Frank Epperson.
Oh, well, good for him. Well, didn't last, but the popsicle lasted.
Sure did. I love a popsicle.
Yeah.
No matter what time of year. I have popsicles in the freezer right now.
Haven't had one probably in 20 years, but
really?
they are quality. No, I mean, they get the job
20
done.
Years?
Probably. Maybe.
I bought two yesterday.
Maybe you did?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah, did. Yeah, one for Clark and one for me.
Good for you.
Well, for you, I mean,
yeah, my daughter loves them. So
well, you two,
sense.
You three, it could be children.
So I had them prior to having Zoe,
okay.
Like here and there, like an ice cream truck.
I haven't
done any of that stuff.
I have them all the time.
That's great. That's great.
Yes.
Okay.
Popsicles.
Okay. Right.
Freeze pops, popsicles.
Right.
What are you doing?
Not having them. Taking baths. That's what I do. All right. Good morning to everybody here. So, look, let's get to it. You know, obviously, we're going to be very heavy on the Eagles. Jason Kelce later today at 7:30 for an hour in studio. He knows what it is like to play in these games and win these games. And certainly, you know, we've seen the Eagles lose some playoff games as well. You know, John, one thing that strikes me, confidence is in the air. I wouldn't say it is sky high, because I think, you know, sky high represents as much as you can possibly be confident. And, you know, it's not a 14-point point spread. This isn't one of those games where people are sky high. But it's pretty damn high, man. I mean, the confidence, I don't think we've had one caller this week say the Eagles are going to lose. I haven't heard anybody nationally. Now, I haven't absorbed everything that's been said, but I'm not hearing people nationally say the Eagles are going to lose. And I wonder if we, John, are taking this game a bit for granted. Are we overlooking the Rams? What are your thoughts, John, 3 days to kick off? Because it has been, if it's not sky-high confidence, it's like Mount Everest high confidence. It's really high. It's pretty high up there in the air. John, are we a little bit too taking this game for granted mode right now?
No.
Good.
We are looking ahead.
Because they're that good?
We are this good. Yeah, I think that this team deserves the respect and the anticipation of excellence that I have for them, for the Eagles, that you seem to have for them.
Yep.
I know they're very good. They're well coached. They're talented. And I know also that the Rams are. I know that Sean McVay is a great coach. I know that they're incredibly talented, too. And they've got a quarterback who's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. But they have to ratchet it up again. And, man, it's as much how I have confidence in the Eagles, but it's also I am confident that, man, the Rams are really that they've nearly emptied the tank already, and it's only a matter of time. When you think back, remember the Minneapolis miracle. Remember before the NFC Championship game in 2017, the Minneapolis miracle occurred.
Yep.
And it felt Case Keenum to Steph Diggs, and the Vikings were riding so high. It was almost like they were the team of destiny, and I think that was whispered in some distant corners.
Probably.
They were riding high, but they couldn't sustain it in 2017 when that Vikings team showed up in Philadelphia and the pads started clacking like I'd never heard in my life. You know, I was up in that box.
I remember that.
Listening to a game that I had never heard be so deafening because we were taking it to them. We were putting a hitting on them, and they couldn't hold up. That's what happens when you play this Eagles team. They hit you in the mouth. You can't hold up. And this look, the Rams team, like, I hate to be the ones to end their journey.
Why?
But they, because, you know, they're going through a lot.
Well, right.
I respect them.
I know you
the
do.
The city and what they're doing and that staff and these players. But, you know, I'm sorry. It's a nice story. It has to end. We are just that much better and we're more rested. And the truth is, Vic Fangio is going to force Matthew Stafford to take little tiny bites all day long, little tiny bites. And we know that our coverage is excellent. So he'll have to do the right thing and not take risks all day long. That's very difficult to do. That's something that we don't give Jalen credit for doing. Taking the risk is fun to some degree. That is what these quarterbacks like doing. Man, let's try for that big play, the big touchdown downfield. Man, we have the opposite end of the spectrum with that. He is so under control. That's respectable, and it puts us in position to win more often than not. I'm excited that Vic Fangio's often soft defense, when played perfectly the way they have, and I believe they will continue to play, you know, seamless, nice. I think it was 81% zone defense in the first round of the playoffs. In the wild card round, we blitzed very little. I think they say one. I've heard one blitz.
And it won't be much this week.
And mostly zone, right. Yeah. This is what we do, and we challenge an offense to be perfect all game long. We have a lot more leeway with the way our offenses run. We can hand it off to the guy who ran for 255 yards at 9.8 yards a clip the last time we played this team. And I know their plan is going to be to stop that. Stop him. We got to jam some extra guys down in the box.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm excited to see the offensive passing attack, our offensive passing attack, light it up against a team that's geared to stop the run.
Well, yeah, look, I love everything you're saying here, and I'm curious where people are at 215-592-9494. I mean, do you think we're taking this game a bit for granted? It's 3 days, and, you know, we were talking yesterday, it's hard to envision the Eagles losing, and I still feel that way. I do. Are we overlooking the Rams? Yeah, we are, a bit. I mean, the Eagles aren't a two-touchdown favorite. They're slightly less than a one-touchdown favorite, so we are probably overlooking the Rams a bit. Is our confidence level
slightly less than a one touchdown favorite? Yeah. Is a massive line.
No, I wouldn't call it massive. It's not.
Round.
It's not massive, but it's big.
6.5
it's
points
big.
For a divisional
it's not
playoff
massive.
Game. Come on,
it's massive. Too
a
big
decisive
a word.
Decisive.
It's decisive.
Line.
It's decisive. That'll give you. But look, I'm okay with. I'm okay with feeling this good. How about that? Like, am I okay taking a game for granted? Not necessarily. But I'm okay believing the Eagles are going to win, and it doesn't bother me to feel this way. And look, if we get egg on our face as a fan base and me as an individual, then we get egg on our face, you know, if they lose. I don't expect it to happen. I respect the Rams, but this is how I feel. I mean, I have no fear of the Rams. Zero. Zero.
Zero?
Zero. Fear. Now, I recognize the Rams could win. Distinction. I recognize the Rams could win, but I have no fear of them. If Aaron Donald was in the game, I'd say I fear that he could wreck the game.
Never could do anything against the Eagles.
No, it was an incredible dynamic. It was a credit to Kelce and all the Brandon Brooks and whoever the heck
he
was up front.
He said it was the team he hated playing
the
most. I
know. He never did anything against the Eagles. It was wild. But, you know, there are times when they're like, I had more concern with Jordan Love and the Packers last week than the Rams. Just, I did, being honest. And the Eagles obviously handled the Packers. You know, two things really stand out to me about the Eagles. And they're interconnected, but I'll separate them for the point of how I delineate it. The first is I just think the Eagles are just a way better team. There's what I'll call the greatness of the Eagles. As John was talking about, the defense, the offense, like just the greatness of the Eagles. What Howie puts out there, what the players have done, the development of players. And you got to imagine position coaches have done a great job because players have come along. Now, a guy like you know, Bryce Huff hasn't come along, but Nolan Smith and many others have. So the greatness of the Eagles is, like, to me, an all-encompassing number one. But number two is the Eagles' really unique ability to wear a team down, to manage a game. And that includes both Sirianni and Hurts and Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio. Like, the management of a game by the Eagles, I think, is superb. Like, things like, it's fourth and two. I might kick a field goal. I might punt it. I maybe would want to go for it. But you know what? Forget fourth and two. It's fourth and four. I'm putting my offense out there. I'm going to try to draw the other team off sides. And you know what? A lot of times they do. And then we're like, well, don't know what they would have done if they had to snap it or take a delay game or take a penalty. But it seems like 50% of the time, the other team jumps off sides. Eagles get a first down. They move down the field. They score a touchdown. That's management of a game. And they pull that out a ton. So I just think the ability.
You know how hard that is to do?
Which part?
To get up to the line of scrimmage as an offense.
And not jump?
Yeah.
And wait for the other team to jump?
Basically trick the other side into jumping. They know.
The Eagles do it more than any team I've ever seen.
Do.
Yeah.
That takes so much discipline and togetherness.
Sure.
That takes such good, just teamsmanship. I don't even know what the terminology would be. That takes a team that's so together and at another level of just execution. That's part of why we win. Execution
is
above all else with players that are simply physically dominant
over
our opponents.
No question. So they wear teams down, but they also just walk on the field as a better team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are we taking it for
granted? No, we're not taking it for granted.
Look,
we're not overlooking it. We are a better team than our opponent is.
But we've
and I think it's a double-digit better. I think we are that much better. Like last week. We're talking double-digit playoff win, and that is massive.
All right, look, 215-592-9494. Confidence, obviously, very high. Taking it for granted or not, overlooking the Rams or not, or is the confidence at this level just warranted? And that's kind of where I net out. Like, yeah, taking it for granted, yes. Warrants it, yes. Because I think the Eagles are that good.